Community Benefits. Richie's, where the community benefits for over 150 years.
I'm going through the stage four restriction lists issued at midnight. Now, there'll be further fiddling, as there needs to be, particularly in construction, abattoirs, warehouses, as we were talking about earlier with Innes Willicks. Look, it's close to impenetrable. And there'll be more detail to be released. So just looking at this, I can't give you the answer on tradies going into a site for 4 days and then moving on to a new house. But they are still negotiating those sort of things. Okay, Motor Vehicles, Victorian Automobile Chamber of Commerce. Jeff Gwillim, morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm okay. Any glitches, any problems you see in your industry?
Well, there's just a couple of small ones. But the VACC has been around for 101 years, Neil. We've got 5,000 people that repair and service cars. Nobody's talking to us. In government, I see in the paper again today, the government are talking about roundtables, discussions, non-industry groups. Nobody is talking to the automotive industry in Victoria.
Well, that's a bit silly. What would you say to them if they were?
Well, we need clarification. So, you know, vehicle servicing is mandated by manufacturers to keep your vehicle safe and to make sure the emissions are correct and all those other things.
Yeah.
Can my members service a car?
And you don't know
can
the answer
my
to
members
that?
Service? Well, you know, I've got a mum can still go to the shops, dad can go to the shops, these cars are still being used. Can we still service that car to make sure it's safe? Can a panel beater still repair a car of a consumer if they think that car's unsafe? We have no clarification on this whatsoever.
I'm just going through the list and other services, car parks, brothels go around here. urgent residential repair and maintenance.
Well, now,
oh, hang on. Automotive machinery equipment repair and maintenance are permitted to operate where providing support to a permitted service or industry or required to maintain the health and safety of Victorians' home or work. So that's saying yes, if it's me and I'm a nurse, I need the car to get to work, or it's a matter of safety.
But I think, and I agree with you, Neil, my interpretation of that is that even if I'm home and I need to go to the shops and I'm using my vehicle,
well, you want brakes,
and it needs to be serviced or repaired, but you should be able to go. See, often on new cars, you won't know you've got a problem until you take it to service and they plug a computer in to what they call the OBD port, and it tells you, by the way, you've got a brake problem. So unless you get that car serviced, how would you know? And our view is you should be able to get your car serviced. Now, let's face it, a lot of people aren't going to be doing that because they're not travelling very far. But I need the government to tell me that if my car is up for a service or if there's something wrong with the body on that car, I need to get it repaired, that my member isn't going to be copped with a fine because they're trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, if it comes down to a safety definition, I suppose your members are in a position to do anything else. I mean, can I buy a car? I suppose I shouldn't, actually.
You can buy a car online. They can deliver it to you contactless.
Really?
That's not a problem. Absolutely.
Okay,
yep.
Any other areas?
It still allows for that.
Any other areas need clearing up?
Well, that's the big one for me, because we understand the intent here, that we've got to keep the road transport industry running, but my members aren't going to open up a workshop and sit there waiting for one truck to arrive or one light vehicle or one Uber car to be repaired. They just can't open their doors, sit there waiting for one vehicle to arrive.
No, of course.
They've got to be able to maintain the vehicle fleet.
Okay, thank you very much. Jeff Gwillim, Chief Executive, Victorian Automobile Chamber of Commerce, another industry in parking. A lot of questions about parking. Just before I get to that,